The postcards, that's what he promised. To send me postcards. Feeling better, Bobby folded up the note Ted had slipped into his room before leaving and opened his bedroom door. The living room was empty. But it had been set to rights. It looked almost okay if you didn't know there was supposed to be a sunburst clock on the wall beside the TV. Now there was just a little screw where it had hung, jutting out and holding nothing. Bobby realized he could hear his mother snoring in her room. She always snored, but this was a heavy snore, like an old person or a drunk snoring in a movie. That's because they hurt her, Bobby thought. And for a moment he thought of, how you doing, sport? How's a boy, Mr. Biderman, and the two Nimrods elbowing each other in the back seat and grinning, kill the pig, cut her throat, Bobby thought. He didn't want to think it, but he did. He tiptoed across the living room as quietly as Jack in the Giant's castle opened the door to the foyer and went out. He tiptoed up the first flight of stairs, walking on the banister side, because he'd read in one of the Hardy Boys mysteries that if you walked that way, the stairs didn't creak so much, and ran up the second. Ted's door stood open. The room beyond it was almost empty. The few things of his own he'd put up, a picture of a man fishing at sunset, a picture of Mary Magdalene washing Jesus' feet, a calendar, were gone. The ashtray on the table was empty, but sitting beside it was one of Ted's carry-handle bags. Inside it were four paperback books. Animal Farm, The Night of the Hunter, Treasure Island, and Of Mice and Men. Written on the side of the paper bag in Ted's shaky but completely legible handwriting was, read the Steinbeck first. Guys like us, George says when he tells Lenny the story Lenny always wants to hear. Who are guys like us? Who were they to Steinbeck? Who are they to you? Ask yourself this. Bobby took the paperbacks but left the bag. He was afraid that if his mom saw one of Ted's carry-handle bags, she would go crazy all over again. He looked in the refrigerator and saw nothing but a bottle of French's mustard and a box of baking soda. He closed the fridge again and looked around. It was as if no one had ever lived here at all, except he went to the ashtray, held it to his nose, and breathed in deeply. The smell of Chesterfields was strong, and it brought Ted back completely. Ted sitting here at his table and talking about Lord of the Flies, Ted standing in his bathroom mirror, shaving with that scary razor of his, listening through the open door as Bobby read him opinion pieces Bobby himself didn't understand. Ted leaving one final question on the side of a paper bag. Guys like us. Who are guys like us? Bobby breathed in again, sucking up little flakes of ash and fighting back the urge to sneeze, holding the smell in, fixing it in his memory as best he could, closing his eyes, and in through the window came the endless, ineluctable cry of Bowser, now calling down the dark like a dream. Roof, 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 roof. He put the ashtray down again. The urge to sneeze had passed. I'm going to smoke Chesterfields, he decided. I'm going to smoke them all my life.
This ends Disc 7.